Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
We should be doing, I don't even know why we fight with Greenland. Why we fight with Greenland? We fight with Canada. We fight with Mexico. Yet we in love with Putin. What is happening? Like, this is not America. This is a terrible nightmare. Somebody slap me and wake me the fuck up.
Good and decent people of YouTube, I'm sure that you just saw that debacle of a State of the Russian Union address by the Tangerine Tornado himself, hell-bent on destroying our country in full destruction mode, as he yelled out racial slurs like Pocahontas, while she clapped with a light smile on. I mean, listen, people, what we just witnessed there was the rantings of a lunatic. And I am appalled that he did not give credit to the actual president. He didn't even invite him. Elon Musk should be upset right now that the vice president, who's a Putin puppet, was up there talking foolishness and had nothing to say about anything that matters, like the tariffs or the money being spent. Told farmers that you just got to go through a little bit of trouble, but I know that you know that I got you. How do they know that? That's not important. I want to talk about how Elizabeth Warren clapped and smiled as he called her a racial slur. But in stark contrast to that, bull that you just saw, I have something to buoy your spirit. I have a congresswoman who comes out afterwards and gives the Democratic Party an actual blueprint on how we need to be acting, how we need to be talking. No more Mr. Nice Guy, no more Mrs. Nice Gal, Jasmine Crockett.
On Midas Touch, with the Midas Mighty. Trump just said a few minutes ago, we'll get Greenland one way or another. What's your response?
Did y'all vote for another war? Because I don't know who about to fight that war, but I'm not going. So y'all need to be paying attention because this dude is like really psychotic. This is not something that he campaigned on. And I want to know where the money going to come from. Like, it costs money to like go out and get into war as you're complaining about giving money to Ukraine, who's fighting their own war. But we're talking about costing us in the pocketbook as well as costing us in actual lives, American lives. This is not what we should be doing. I don't even know why we fight with Greenland. Why we fight with Greenland? We fight with Canada. We fight with Mexico. Yet we in love with Putin. What is happening? Like, this is not America. This is a terrible nightmare. Somebody slap me and wake me the fuck up because I'm ready to get on with it.
This dude wants to fund, he doesn't want to fund the defensive war in Europe, but he wants to fund an aggressive war. Correct. The Panama Canal. Absolutely insane.
While occupying Gaza. But yeah. Okay.
And building towers, what do you say to voters who voted for Trump because they thought he would lower prices, and now they've only gotten trade wars and the alienation of allies?
This is what I say. I say you got hoodwinked, and that's okay. That's okay. Because as I was just telling somebody just a minute ago, I have dated in my life. I know they've been talking about whether or not I'm married and all this other stuff. I'm not married, never married, okay? Just want to get that out there. But I have dated. And I will say, any of us that have ever dated, we've been hoodwinked a time or two where we just sat there and we thought that he was gonna be so great for us because he sold us on all the things, or her, okay? And then we realized they ain't shit. That's where we are, and that's okay. What matters is that you wake up and you say, this is not the one for me. So even if you voted for him, what you should be doing right now is saying, he is not the one for me. And so if you decide that you're gonna vote for a Democrat, whether it's in a local election, whether it's one of those special elections, because I wanted to get those three seats so the Democrats can control the House, just know that it doesn't mean you're a Democrat. It really means that you're a patriot. It really means that you care about this country and you're tired of him dismantling it one agency at a time while throwing money into his pocket, his daggone son-in-law pocket, his daggone brother-in-law pocket, his daggone friend Elon, or the real, you know, president. I don't know what the fuck Elon is, but whatever, throwing money into his pockets, it's time out. He's taking, they stealing our money. People that cannot afford food right now are going to have to carry everything on their backs and not have any Medicare, not have any Social Security, not have a way to put food on the table while they go off and have $60 million weddings like Bezos. And I explained, Bezos gonna have enough for the third wife, because it's the second.
Yeah, and Trump and Elon are completely insulated from all of the consequences of this, right? I mean, they're the richest people ever. Elon Musk is completely insulated from the consequences. I guess my final question to you relates to Ukraine. How did you read the Oval Office meeting between Zelensky and Trump?
It was awful. Mm-hmm. I was embarrassed because it was the opposite of what diplomacy should look like. And when you start to talk about, like, I need people to recognize that it was a terrible display of what we saw, okay? Mm-hmm. But I need them to understand the greater implications and what our allies saw. Our allies saw was someone who's supposed to be an ally that is sitting there and bullying another ally and is then also trying to extort him for the minerals that they will need ultimately as they're trying to rebuild. So extortion and belittling, that is not good for our allies to see, especially when you got people running around talking about invading all these other places. We need somebody who really understands that our friends and our enemies are watching. So I was devastated. I really was.
Thank you so much for chatting with us, despite being incredibly tired.
Yes.
And the Midas Touch Network loves to have you on.
Yes,
so
yes, yes.
Go get some rest.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's it. That's it. That's the energy I need from you, Democrats. That's the energy I need from you. Not a light boo or a golf clap. We need people to understand that we don't want fascism in our country. Fight against it. We're not talking nice. Daggone it, do I love Jasmine Crockett? Yes. You guys, rewind that every morning and watch it again to make yourself feel better, to get yourself prepared for the fight. I'll see you on March 14th in D.C. at 12 noon. Veterans March, but it's not just for veterans, it's for everybody. We're marching against this stuff, and I want it to be bigger than anything they've ever seen before. Then on the 15th at 12 noon, stay overnight, because we're going to Fox News and MSNBC. We're going to the media, because they refuse to show it. So we'll go to their doorstep. They will have to respond to us. They will see us. Because we're going to have that Jasmine Crockett energy. Huh? Oh, I feel good. I feel good.
Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on pd.groovechillradio.com daily and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.